Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Earlier today, my colleagues at the Jewish Board of Deputies were in the CBD at the Maharishi Next Up Institute as part of the Nelson Mandela 67 Minutes Initiative. Gabi Farber-Cohen, political and campus liaison at the Jewish Board, is my guest now to tell me more. Gabi, welcome and thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Cherise, and thank you for also coming and joining us today at the Maharishi Institute for Mandela Day. It really was such an incredible, incredible event, and we are so glad that we could be a part of it.
So traditionally, Mandela Day requires 67 minutes of our time. We've done lots of different initiatives. This time we find ourselves in the center of town. What were your impressions?
I think for me, when I first encountered the Maharishi Institute, I really was blown away. One of Sasha Said, who's head of SOGIS, her sister Ariel is a social worker there, and I actually went with my colleague Klaas for a tour. And ever since then, I really wanted to do something to partner with them, because one, it's actually founded, and the head of it is a Jew, Teddy Blatcher, and he is just incredible. And the organization, not many people know about it. And when I met with SOGIS to discuss what are we doing this year for Mandela Day, we said that we want to do something outside of our community and something that we can go and experience the city of Johannesburg and engage with people and make a meaningful difference, and not just stay in our little Jewish ecosystem. And so we met with actually quite a few different organizations, and we felt that the most suitable was the Maharishi Institute. They have basically transformed the inner city. It's really something incredible to see. I mean, I was in SEA, be in that area quite a bit because there's the courts there, and when you're taking students, we'd often have to go there, and it was a really scary place to be. It was filthy, it was dirty. You could literally see the drug deals like being done in like, not like behind the corner or behind a tree, like in broad daylight. You were scared, and you go there and it's a completely, you think like you're in a different city. One of the things the soldier students, when we got out the car, they said, oh my gosh, these streets are cleaner than ours. And you walk there and you feel completely safe. And what they did is usually every day, the Maharishi Institute, they feed their students. But today they wanted to feed the inner city. And with that, they went and made over 10,000 meals to feed the inner city, from the homeless people to the guards to the people who work there to the students that they serve. And I think it's just such a powerful message that, you know, to never work in isolation. You know, they went there and they said, these are the people that be passing the street every day by, and we want to help them. And what's amazing about the Maharishi Institute is that they have transformed the space. And this Mandela Day was just a small part of that. I mean, they invited all their different partners to the day, and we brought with us people from Biyachad, which is the place where we work, soldiers, the Union of Jewish Women, just volunteers to go and give out food to people in the inner city with Maharishi.
Gabi, next week I will be having Ariel Abramson as my guest to talk about the incredible transformation that city centre has undergone. And obviously there were that many of us that we couldn't all go together. So I was in a car with a woman from the Union of Jewish Women, and they were reminiscing on the way about the streets and places that they once shopped at in the inner city in Johannesburg. And it was so wonderful to see the city looking so incredibly good. So I'm excited by the project. I'm excited to be talking to Ariel and finding a lot more about it. 67 minutes. The news reader Michael McKenna was talking about the fact that it should be a lot more. We should be doing a lot more to commemorate Mandela's memory. But having been involved with the 67 minutes for a long time, sometimes the projects are so transformative. At some level, it's like 67 minutes of maybe performative work, but at some level, we've had such huge impact on the projects that we've undertaken, including putting up shelters where kids can come and do homework.
And I think what's also, you know, something like today, one of the students, after they had explained what the organization does, they said the first question was, how can I get involved?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was really amazing.
In the Maharishi Institute, how can I get involved as an individual? And then Cherise asked, is there any internship programs? And I think that's what the 67 minutes, that it's just a taste of the amazing work and potential that you can do and that is out there. We live in a country where there's no shortage of problems, but I think there is a shortage of how we view the problems. And we need to see our problems, not just as problems, but as opportunities. And often when you do these charity works, you land up actually getting more out of it than the person you're giving to. Because look at today, we walked away, we saw an amazing organization led by a proud Jew. I then went and introduced the students to Taddy Blatcher, and they saying who went to King David Victory Park. I went to King David Victory Park, and it's also something incredible to see, you know, a Jewish man that's literally transformed the inner city. And I think that's what our Jewish community is about. And I mean, even this week, we also packed lots of boxes, over 150 packs for the Congolese community who are facing xenophobic attacks. And, you know, it's all about community coming together. That was only possible through people donating money to the Jewish Board of Deputies Xenophobic Relief Fund. And then for community members coming to Biyachad and packing these boxes. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's only together that we're able to make these differences.
Yeah, and what also struck me, and I'll obviously talk about it a lot more next week, is the networking between the Jewish Jewish individuals that are changing the inner city of Johannesburg. I mean, people can do it only through other organizations. And it's, in a way, real Ubuntu in practice, just in other names. Let's talk about Josie My Josie, for example, which is an integral part of this project and part of what we're going to be doing next week when we walk the talk.
You know, and what we're doing, our walk, we have our walk the talk, not this Sunday, next Sunday. And it's all about us going into our city and reclaiming our city as Josie Jews. And I think getting out there, you know, our community is quite isolated. We do like to stay in our bubble, and it's about going out there and being proud to go out there, being proud to participate, to see what's outside of our Dalit Amots, of our little Glen Hazel, Lingsville, Sandton areas, because we live in the most incredible country with the most incredible people. And it's time that we start participating in that and reaching out to different opportunities of ways that we can get involved. And thank God we actually are very blessed to have so many Jews making such incredible differences. And, you know, if people ever want to get involved and find opportunities to reach out and to volunteer, please contact the Jewish Board of Deputies. We'd be, like, so grateful to be able to set you up with volunteering opportunities. We have so many people in our community even just phoning with the xenophobic attacks. We have a girl that we're partnering with and meeting. We have Alana in Cape Town. There's
German.
Literally the Jewish Board of Deputies put together a book, Jubuntu, Jewish Ubuntu, of all the different organizations run by Jewish people in South Africa. And I think that just shows the amazing influence and effect that we've been able to have in this country and that this country has had on us.
Absolutely. Gabby, also to say that we are still collecting for xenophobia, because while the actual march is over, the impact of the march and of the weekly protests against foreigners is continuing. The impact has been huge on so many different communities. So if anybody would like to still donate, and as Gabby said, we work with our colleague Alana Pugh Jones Baranov, who is based in Durban, and she works with HIAS, which is an organization that specifically deals with issues around this. You're welcome to do so, and you can get those details on our website. Gabby, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. That is Gabby Faber-Cohen, political and campus liaison at the Jewish Board of Deputies.